9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, the old cold front is eased into Oklahoma a little bit. And the reason why I know that, I'm looking at the air temperature map on the mezzanette, and it's showing it. 62 at Beaver, 63 at Slapout. You get down to Arnett. Arnett will be there shortly. 71 degrees. It is 62 at Cherokee. 72 at Putnam, 75 at Hollis, 74 at Altus, and down there in Granfield, Oklahoma, close to the Red River, 76 degrees. Out here in the Panhandle, the big state of Texas, 69 degrees at Lipscomb. Palladora Reservoir, you're 60. Cold front's coming through there. 74 at Miami, 74 at Dozier, 74 at Wellington, 74 at Goodlett, 75 at Odell. So there you go. Have more weather coming up for you in the next segment. Got so much to talk about today. I'm going to change it up a little bit today. This first segment, I'm going to brag on some kids. Tulsa State Fair's done. And Western Oklahoma made a dent up there. They know that they were there. Big, big shout out to Kara Cummins from the Hollis FFA. Grand champion market steer. Clara Voss from Chisholm FFA, if I said that right, is the grand champion market bearer. Clay Randall from Canute, Oklahoma, right over here. Canute FFA grand champion market lamb. Taylor Clover from Elgin FFA grand champion market goat. And right here from Clinton FFA, Casey Ray, grand champion broilers. How about that? Then we have, let's see here, we got Caitlin Dufer, I think if I said that right, from Caddo FFA, reserve grand market bearer. Sadie Allen from the Canute FFA was reserve grand market lamb. And then Baylor Pearson, he was reserve grand market goat. He's from the El Reno, from Tipton. Afton Fuse, I guess if I said that right, is had reserve grand broiler. So congratulations to all those people with their animals. But there's more. From up in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, Caleb Fleming from Balco 4-H was individual junior 4-H livestock judge. Won that part. Allison Blocker from the Alpha 4-H was second. So anyway, congratulations to those when you're judging contests. Looks like it was a good turnout at the Tulsa State Fair, and they had their ringmaster ceremonies last night, and everything was good. Well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour, and we'll have more on them here shortly. And then we got, what else I got? I'm just going to go ahead and make these announcements in this first segment, and then we'll get to the grain prices and stuff coming up in a second. Okay, coming up Tuesday at Sayre at the county barn there at 9 o'clock, you need CEUs. The Oklahoma Extension Office, OSU Extension Office is putting on a deal where you guys come and attend. There's six different classes. You can get six CEUs. Same thing has happened down in Harmon County at Hollis. And the OSU Extension Office down there, Haley will be putting that on there. If you got any questions on the CEU classes coming up Tuesday, October 10th, get a hold of Greg Hartman or Haley with the Beckham County or the Harmon County OSU Extension Office. It's happening. It's going. Need some CEUs, so go. Also, starting, let's see here, October 17th in Walters, October 18th in Buffalo, and October 19th in Dewey the locations. Pesticides. You want to bring some pesticides? There's no charge for this program. Limit is 2,000 pounds per entity. Only pesticides will be taken. I think I said fertilizer the other day, so I'll take that back. Only pesticides will be taken at these sites. No fertilizer, paint, oil, etc. If you got any questions, call Charles Luber at OSU at 405-744-5808. Or you could probably just contact your own local OSU Extension person in your county and see if they can fill you in on it. But it's pretty simple. Starting, let's see, it'll be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine, at all these locations, October 17th in Walters, 18th in Buffalo, and October 19th in Dewey. Pesticides, pesticides, pesticides. All right. Also, let me get to this picture here. I was going to start mentioning it hot and heavy here. The Western Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys, the WORC, will have their fall arena sorting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma. There'll be a rules meeting at 5:15 each day. Sorting starts 6 o'clock sharp, $200 per team. Let me enclose that. $120 per youth team, youth novice, and open division. Top two teams in each division from Friday and Saturday advance on to the finals on Sunday. So anyway, this is put on by Mackenzie Ford and Janine Welding. And one, I think that's it. Yeah, 100X Equine. Got that. I'm sorry, I had to zoom in on this. Overnight parking and stalls are available. Got any questions, you can give a call or text to Travis at 405-361-3523. Travis, 405-361-3523 for the Western Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys Fall Arena Sorting. What else is going on? There's a lot of things going on around here, and I just can't think. Oh, can't forget, tomorrow, 11 a.m., OU, Texas, going to be the game of the year, the game of the century. No, not really, but anyway, that's going on tomorrow. It should be interesting to see what happens since OU got blowed out last year. Maybe a little revenge is in the works. So we got that going on. Peanut, I see some guys digging peanuts now. I'm getting Snapchats. My neighbors over there where I live, they started digging the blast. And I will report that had buddy text me this morning, went by my place. I was going to my barn. It's flat. It's flat to the ground. So anyway, you never know when it's going to hit you. So get that all cleaned up this weekend, hopefully. And oh, what else is there? I know there's something else I'm missing to get on. But anyway, guess not. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I'll have a full, big old segment full of grain prices, cattle prices, some sales from up north. And, oh, one more thing. I just remembered what it was. Hobart Stockyards will be having their sheep and goat sale tomorrow, starting at 10 or 10:30, one of those two. Got any questions, call Rex Fleming down there at the Hobart Stockyards. Those, I think they take them between 4 and 6 today, or 2 and 6 today. They'll be taking goats and sheep today and then early in the morning, and then the sale starts promptly there in the morning at 10 or 10:30. So anyway, so all right, let's take a break and be right back after this.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills, would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Miami, Texas is 74 degrees there. Humidity's at 41, dew points at 49. The winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 18 miles an hour. The old north wind's not far from you, so get ready. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.29 inches. Red flag minutes, sub-freezing minutes, 0.00. 8-inch soil temperature is 68 degrees. There we go. I seen it this morning early, but I'm not finding it on the Mesonet. But they've got, I think they're, you need to be careful up there in northern Oklahoma or along the Kansas state line, maybe some frost or freezing going on there early in the morning in the low-lying areas. So just give you a heads up. I did see something earlier, but it wasn't on the Mesonet. I can't find it now. So anyway, we'll go with that. And I was mentioning a while ago when I was talking about the winners from the Tulsa State Fair, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau was the title sponsor for the Tulsa State Fair. And that reminded me because I went to the Farm Bureau's in Roger Mills County annual meeting last night. I had a really good time. Seen a lot of people there I know, some people I didn't know, and the ladies did a great job with the food there. Chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, salad, dessert. My stomach's still full from last night. Anyway, thank you ladies at the Methodist Church for cooking that, and had a good time with the Farm Bureau last night. So anyway, had a good meeting there last night. So if you do get a chance to join the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, go join. It's easy to do in Roger Mills County. It's Cheyenne there, and just stop by there and join up. $37.50 a month. You can do it any county in Oklahoma if you want to. Beckham County. I don't know what it was. It was Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day for Jimmy yesterday. Jimmy Clark, that is, not Jimmy Taylor or any Jimmy Emmons or any of those. But anyway, I got to see Mickey Lively from Greer County, Wayne Wheeler from Beckham County, and all of them, Roy Garrison and Jimmy Garman. I hope that I just met him last night, so I hope I didn't. Harmon. Anyway, last night, Monty Tucker was there. Jimmy Taylor was there. They were there with their brides. And anyway, I got to see a lot of Oklahoma Farm Bureau people yesterday. Oh, yeah, Mr. Haven from the bank was even there, too, also. Anyway, I had a good time last night. They had a great speaker. And I'm going to see if I can get her on the show. She's from the headquarters at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. She's pretty sharp. She's not bashful. She got up there and talked. And you could hear her. I could hear her. How's that? I could hear her. And anyway, it was she had some good stuff to talk about with ag in Oklahoma. So we'll go on with that. Before we get to the market, are you looking for deer corn? Well, if so, the Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for our hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is here. It's not around the corner. It's here. The Wheeler General Store has been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico. For prices, contact the one and only Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. One more time, contact Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. As always, they look forward to serving you. Great store. If you've never been there, you got to go. That's all I'm going to tell you. So we'll get that. I got to get that out of the way. You got to go. It's a really cool store. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in the ag world. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about supplies in Argentina as freezing weather moves into the United States Midwest. Argentina produced just 25 million metric tons of soybeans in the 22-23 marketing year. That's down from 43.9 million a year earlier. That's a lot. And this is all according to the estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The country likely will only have 3 million metric tons of soybean for use until the next harvest in April. And in the U.S., freezing weather is expected tonight and through the weekend. About 86% of the U.S. soybean crop was dropping leaves at the start of this week, according to the USDA. Only 23% was harvested, up from 12% a week earlier. 52% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, up from 50% a week earlier. Temperatures in parts of the Dakotas, Nebraska, are all forecast to fall into the mid-20s tonight and into tomorrow morning, according to the National Weather Service. Soybean futures for November delivery added 3¾ cents to 12.84 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $1.20 to $378.40 a short ton, while soy oil rose 0.38 cents to 55.66 cents a pound. Corn for December delivery fell 0.75 cents to $4.96¾ a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery in Chicago lost 2.5 cents to $5.76 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were down 1¾ cents to $6.88¾ a bushel. Speaking of corn, if you get a chance, get on social media, Facebook. Get on there and find Justin Passmore and check out this thing that he, this post he had last night on his page about a corn header that they're using on the X9 1100 John Deere combine over in Missouri. They're doing some test runs with this. This is a 24-row, 30-inch center corn header. until you see the pictures, you have no idea how big this thing is. Anyway, it weighs 20,000 pounds, and there's no specs come out on it yet. They're doing their experimenting now. But I could just imagine how many grain carts it takes to keep up with that. Because the corn that looked like it was in looked like 200-plus bushel corn that they were combining. But just think about that. 24 rolls of corn coming into your bin. That's a lot of corn. Anyway, that throw that in there. Just look up Justin Passmore. And if I get time after the show, I'll share it on the KZO page. This thing is huge. I don't know how many times it folds up, but it's huge. Export sales of wheat plunged week to week, while corn sales jumped, according to data from the USDA. Wheat sales in the 7 days that ended on September 28th totaled 273,000 metric tons. That's down by half, 50% from the previous week. The Philippines bought 94,000 tons of grain. Mexico purchased 42,400. Colombia got 23,000 tons, and here we go, my favorite part of this report. The total would have been higher, but an unnamed country canceled orders of 99,500 tons. And then Indonesia nixed a couple of shipments of 18,900 tons. Corn sales, meanwhile, reported at 1.82 million metric tons, more than double the previous week. Mexico bought a little over 1.15 to be exact tons of U.S. corn. An unknown destination bought 147,000. Colombia 141,000 tons. China 139,000 tons. And Japan 103,000. And then Egypt canceled a load of 67,800 tons. Soybean sales last week rose to 808,500 metric tons. That's up from 672,000 a week earlier. China was the big buyer there. Spain even got some. Colombia bought some. Indonesia bought some. Here we go. An unnamed country canceled an order of 10,000 tons. Weather overnight and into today, combining to right now, freeze warnings have been issued for a large chunk of the Midwest, North Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, and almost the entire states of South Dakota and Nebraska. Western North Dakota temperatures overnight were forecast to hit as low as 28. Tonight, they're forecast to be even lower, around 24 degrees. In the Dakotas and Nebraska, be some colder weather in Kansas and the northern part of Oklahoma. Not sure the southern part of Kansas and Oklahoma will see any frost or freeze, but maybe in some low-lying areas. All right, let's see what the market's doing right now, and it is updated. Corn for December right now is down 5 at 492. March is 507. Soybeans for November is down 13 at 1267. And January is 1285. Soybean meal is down $4.50 to be exact, at $369.10 a short ton for October. December is $372.20. And January is $371.10. Soybean oil is up actually today a fraction of a penny at $58.10 for October, $55.51 for December, and $54.75 for January. Hard red winter wheat taking another hit today. December's at $6.76, down 13, and March is $6.85, down 12, and May is $6.91, down 11. Cotton just hanging in there. It's a little bit in the red for October, but not too bad. It's at 86.25. December's actually up 0.75 at 87.29. March is 88.30. And May is 89 even. Let's see what oil's doing. Oil's down in the lower 80s. It's November's 82.53 for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. It's up 22 cents today. December's 81.04. January 79.68. Natural gas is keeps on creeping up because we're getting into the winter, so this is going to be the norm probably for now. November is $3.31 and December 3.63 and January is 3.86, so it's all creeping up. All right, let's see here. Let's go ahead and do some live cattle futures, October's 182. Looks like it's up 92 cents today. 182.87, I'm sorry. December's 186.65. February's 190.62. Feeder cattle contracts, October 248.05. Looks like it's up 55 cents. November's 250.82, up 52 cents. And January is 253.45, up 40 cents. March is 256.97, up 37. And April is 261.25. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, we'll talk about some cattle that sold up north of here. And we've got all kinds of other things going on here. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website. WallEquip.com. WallEquip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Once again, good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 29th. 2,277 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 371 brought 307.50. 9 at 470 brought 307.50. 12 at 485 brought 298. 5 at 486 brought 296. 8 at 573 brought 234. 11 at 654 brought 239. 4 at 675 brought 256. 3 head of heifers at 448 brought 290. 9 at 566 brought 224. 11 at 590 brought 223. 8 at 608 brought 222, 18 at 638 brought 219, 7 at 659 brought 215, 7 at 673 brought 216. Butcher cows were 48 to 124, butcher bulls brought 89 to 125, bred cows were 800 to 2110, pairs brought 1185 to 1750. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have, a team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559, 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559 and check them out online at itlpros.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair and they come to you. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from that Wheeler General Store break. Alva, Oklahoma. Dew point is 46, humidity's 51, your temperature is 64. And you have northeast winds right now at 23 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 30. 24-hour rainfall, zero. 10-day rainfall, 1.41 inches of rain. Nice and moist up there. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73 degrees. Fractional water at 1.0. Sunset tonight at 7:13. Breezy. 65 for a high today. North winds 21 to 23 with gusts up to 30. Mostly clear tonight and 37 degrees. North wind 6 to 12 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Northwest winds switching out of south to 3 to 6 miles an hour. So it's going to end up being, after it warms up in the morning, you're going to have a nice day out there. Okay, let's see what... Oh, I was going to get some sales reports from up north. Compared to last week, light run on feeder steers and heifer steers sold mostly steady up north at the sale barns there. Demand good for few feeders. Bulk of supply was unwinged or short-winged calves, and these sold $10 to $15 lower. Few long-winged calves steady. Demand moderate at best for unwinged calves. Demand very good for long-winged calves. In the cattle business, it is the dreaded month of October, where the wide temperature changes prove tough on short-winged or unwinged calves. First cool front of the season pushed through overnight, bringing some much-needed rain. Another cold front is headed this way. It should be hitting there about right now, and we'll drop overnight temperatures into the 40s. Looks like, let's see what was popular yesterday. Some winged calves weighing 418 brought up to 315. Average was 307.18. And then we got some unweaned 500 pounders. 527 was bringing anywhere from 267 to 305. 282.78 was the average price on those. Some weaned 670 pounders brought up to 247. Some weaned 710 pounders brought 254. And some unwinged ones brought 241. So there's 10 cents difference. Actually, 14 cents to be exact. And then we got some winged 800 pounders brought 250, and some winged, obviously, 1,038 pounders brought 229. Do the math on that one. Heifers, some unwinged 433 pounders brought 251. 248.48 was the average price, but here's some winged ones brought 261. 13 cents a pound difference. Some heifers weighing 634, winged brought 230, and some winged 683 pound heifers brought 238.65, and 887 pounders, quite a few of those, 25, a group of 25, average 204. Pretty good for heifers, I would say. Might I say, we got some, I think that's about it. Yep, that's about it. All right. Let's check on, I wanted to check the current drought monitor map. This is the one that just came out. It looks like the Panhandle, Oklahoma, northwestern Oklahoma, and actually the whole northern part of Oklahoma except for one spot of D3 and D4. I don't know if that 4 is into Oklahoma there along the Kansas state line. Right up there, I'm guessing around Blackwell, Tonkawa, up in there, somewhere around there. They got some drought going on there, but the rest of northern Oklahoma, basically below the South Canadian River, is in either some kind of D3, D2, D1 drought going on. There were some good rains in areas the other day when that storm come through, but I know Granite didn't get any water. Jimmy didn't get any water. Carter. And we didn't get any over west of Elk. I can verify all this, so, because I've been there. So anyway, but some areas did get some good rain. One person was telling me somebody over around Clinton got 2-3 inches of rain in that storm between Clinton and Weatherford or somewhere in that area. So anyway, that'll help the drought conditions. But overall, the drought is creeping up on us again. More rain in the forecast coming up towards the middle of next week. So that looks pretty good. I haven't talked any government stuff here. I wanted to see something else, government stuff here lately. But what's next now that the farm bill has expired? Anybody thinking about that? Everybody was worried about the shutdown, and the 2018 farm bill quietly expired. This leaves the fate of many federal agriculture and nutrition programs unclear until new legislation is passed. Despite this, farmers probably won't feel any effects for at least a few months. No farm bill means smaller initiatives like trade, research, rural development programs may pause or not make any additional commitments. For example, the CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, can continue making payments on existing contracts and enrolled acreage, but it may not be able to offer any new enrollments. Some conservation efforts may be on hold. Others, like the Working Lands Program, will continue after their fund was extended by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Crop insurance is permanently funded by the Federal Crop Insurance Act and will continue with or without a farm bill. The same goes for the Livestock Indemnity Program, the Livestock Forages Disaster Program, and the Emergency Assistant for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, and the Tree Assistant Program. Food assistance efforts like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will also continue, though changes could be on the horizons. SNAP is a permanent program that receives additional funds through appropriations process. That means the amount of money available could change based on the federal budget battle outcome. SNAP is also governed by the Farm Bill legislation, so lawmakers could change some aspects of it as part of any new bill. So what happens next? A late farm bill is nothing new. In fact, no farm bill this in the last probably 50-100 years has been passed on time. Lawmakers have been predicting a farm bill extension since last spring. Still, with political obstacles at every turn, there are no guarantees. Now that the budget deadline has been pushed back, consideration of the farm bill may push back even farther. According to the University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension Policy Specialist Bradley Lubin, the situation doesn't really get risky until about December. Without additional action before year's end, federal policy will revert to the permanent farm bill legislation enacted in 1940. He says the threat will likely motivate Congress to pass something. They could agree on a new farm bill or extend the current one, possibly for up to 2 years. The reality of the 2018 farm bill expiring over the weekend is that we will live in limbo now until a new farm bill or an extension of current farm legislation is completed, he said. Congress did manage to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open, so some programs dependent on annual funding can keep working for now. But the 45-day extension on funding likely means even more debate over government spending to come and a further delay in the formal debate on the new farm bill, pushing off the timeline to late in the year. The Dairy Margin Coverage Program that subsidized milk producers would be the first commodity program to expire. Without it, milk prices will likely soar, harming producers and consumers alike. Still, he says Congress were to miss that January 1st deadline, the USDA Farm Service Agency will still need a few weeks to implement permanent legislation. This might give lawmakers just enough time to get that bill passed, similar to what's happened in 2024. I don't watch much news. I don't watch any TV unless it's a football game or something. But I did notice yesterday that President Biden, he's going to go ahead and finish out some walls down there on the border. You guys have never been down there on the border down there. TV doesn't do it justice. That place is crazy. And it's just hard for me to swallow that our current president, and I'll knock them all, but I'm knocking on the one that's our current one right now, is silly enough, I'm trying to be politically correct here, silly enough to say that walls don't protect our borders. I'm sorry. Ask China about their wall. Ask Berlin about their wall. Ask a lot of people about walls. Walls work, but it's our country is in such a dismay right now, it's really not even fun to talk about, and it's by sure not even funny. And so anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. Oh, whoa, let me back up a second. I got to add this to the story I just did. Got a text message last night at 11:05. Friendly reminder, NRCS applications are due at your local NRCS's offices for 2024 by November 3rd for the conservation stewardship program, the conservation easements, and the environmental quality incentive programs. It's coming up, guys. It's less 27 days away. Don't wait till the last minute to sign up for any of these programs that are due by November 3rd. The conservation stewardship, conservation easements, and the environmental quality incentive programs are due. Deadlines are due by November the 3rd. Put that on your agenda. So anyway, all right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Southern rock and country group, the Kentucky Headhunters. Live Saturday, October 21st, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Let's all go. Special guest, Artemis Pyle Band of Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Kentucky Headhunters and the Artemis Pyle Band at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast. I haven't did Vincent, Oklahoma in a while, so let's go for Vincent. You want to? Currently at 78, dew point's 49, humidity's 35. The winds are out of the east at 3 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Looks like 10-day rain total, 0.87 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperatures at 77 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water. Not working. There's no number there. So must be zero. Anyway, sunsets at 7:16. Forecast 77 today. The winds will pick up here shortly. Be out of the northeast, 22 miles an hour. Tonight, breezy, 47. 23-mile-an-hour winds out of the northeast. And tomorrow looks like a nice day with no wind. It'll slowly switch around. The wind will slowly switch back around out of the south, and 68 for the high tomorrow. Okay. Anybody? There was a couple people that won Jamie Johnson tickets at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho, and they gave up their tickets because they stuck in Texas working. Anyway, if somebody wants some tickets, I got 3 or 4 pair, actually, to go see Jamie Johnson tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Concho at the casino, Lucky Star Casino, that is. Just shoot me a text with your name, and I'll text you back who the winners are. So if I have enough tickets, just text in your name. And if you want to go see Jamie Johnson, but you got to pick these tickets up this afternoon here in the studio. And we close, they close at 4 today. So anyway, you got 3 hours to pick your tickets up. So if you can't pick them up, please don't text in your name. You don't have to answer no silly questions of mine or whatever. Just be what it is. Hey, coming up this Monday at 12:15 on the Today in Ag Show, I'm going to have Dennis Crow from the Apache Farmers Co-op. That's also Elgin, Fort Cobb, and Chickasha. He's going to be on the show to talk about grass burrs and controlling grass burrs and where farmers and homeowners all make mistakes on grass burrs treatment and how to control them and stuff. It's going to be a great show Monday. So if you got grass burrs like me, I've got some that are knee high. Anyway, this will be a good show Monday for you to listen to. And so get that going. Okay, let's see what else is going on here. Let me get rid of that, and let me get rid of that. All right, it's end of the year, or it's not end of the year, but the breeding season's over for spring calving. Bulls have been pulled, or maybe they're still running with them. Who knows how we all operate around here, but maybe you should focus a little bit on your bull recovery a little better. And as fall approaches, it's important to keep in mind proper nutrition and care of the herd sires after the breeding season, because you know they are your money maker. Without the bulls, you don't, and you know, everybody says, why AI mine? There's some kind of bull had to put something in that straw so you could AI it. So it doesn't matter, your bulls are busy. Doesn't matter whether you're AI or you're just using the bulls to breed. This is especially true for bulls under 2 years of age, according to the Iowa Beef Center research scientist Garland Dacklin. I hope I said that right. It's common for a young sire to drop 1 to 2 body condition scores during the breeding season, so bringing the bull back into condition is the focus in off-season. This bull is not a feedlot steer, so steady improvement with a moderate weight gain over the next few months is very appropriate. Nutrition is dependent on the age of the bulls and the amount of weight lost during the breeding season. High quality forage along with lower quality forage with some grain supplementation can work in reestablishing body weight. For effective management group bulls with similar nutrition needs during the winter, this also includes adequate bunker feeder space so that submission bulls have a fighting chance. Typically, the mature bulls is fairly good condition, can be managed on an all roughage diet without supplementing it during the winter months. He explains hay quality should have at least 8 to 10% crude protein and be fed at 2% of their body weight. For young bulls, rations should be formulated to gain a half a pound to 2 pounds per day based on age, size, and desired weight gain. Young bulls typically lose 50 to 200 pounds during their first breeding season, so prioritizing protein and energy in their diet will promote growth and reproductive health. Young bulls fed 3 to 6 pounds of grain in the winter, roughage at 2% of body weight, and a total diet protein content of 10 to 11% often reach the target rate of gain. For bulls used in both spring and fall calving herds, young bulls typically need to gain more with target of 2 to 2.5 pounds per day to recover from weight loss. Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Chris Clark, no kin to me, also is a veterinarian, says post-breeding season can be a good time to do an overall health evaluation. Hopefully producers have been checking regularly throughout the breeding season and catching things like injuries, lameness, pink eyes, and other diseases. There shouldn't be any big surprises when bulls are pulled from the cows. Depending on the processing schedule, this may be a good time to vaccinate and treat for parasites, Clark said. External parasite control often has waned by the end of breeding season, and bulls may have picked up internal parasites while grazing. So it may be beneficial to apply some kind of treatment for that. Herd biosecurity is another top health priority. It may be worthwhile to test for things like trich. Clark says it's a relatively in a close herd. This probably isn't a big concern, but if bulls have had contact with neighboring bulls or herds, or if new open cows were added to the herd prior to or during the breeding season, be wise to test for them. IBC Extension cow-calf specialist Randy Culberson says focusing on your older bull is helpful now. There's also a good time to evaluate your older bull's performance through last year's calf crop. Did his calves perform as expected? Will you consider keeping his daughters as replacements? And the bigger question is, did his calf have any calving issues? A bull's value is the performance of his calves. And if his calves are not performing the way you want, it may be time to consider replacing that bull. And right now would be an awesome time to replace bulls because they're bringing buck to buck 30 a pound up there. You might get part of your money back. So anyway, don't be a tightwad on the bulls. There's too many proven points out there by even breeders around out here in Western Oklahoma that genetics are everything in your bulls or everything in your cow herd. We changed the genetics up on a small herd out here west of Elk last year, and yes, we had greener grass this year than we did last summer, and that helped a lot with the calf growth, but sold them 7 weeks earlier than last year, and wasn't 500 pounds difference in 20 calves. What's that? 20. Anyway, that's quite a bit. That's 25 pounds difference in 7 weeks, or how many pounds? I can't do my math in my head doing the show. But anyway, quite a bit. So anyway, I'm telling you, maybe a good time to, if you think your bull's done or you want to improve your genetics, get her to the sale barn. Don't feed it over the winter, and that's just that much less money that you have in that bull. Okay, what else we got going on here? Report on the Kansas soybeans right now are they're in poor. Half of Kansas farmer soybeans are in poor or very poor shape. Above average temperatures and below normal precipitation continue to cause challenges for Kansas soybean farmers as season comes to a close. And I'm sure the same thing is going on in Northern Oklahoma, where soybeans are going up there. They got to plant it, and then no rain. Anyway, the USDA has rated Kansas soybeans 20% very poor, 30% poor, 32% fair, 16% good, and only 2% excellent as of 4 days ago. Dry and warm temperatures continue to push Kansas soybeans to early maturity, with 79% dropped leaves ahead of last year's 66%. Soybean harvest in Kansas is at 24% for the week ending October 1st. This is well ahead of the five-year average at 11%. Anyway, some thoughts from the Kansas Soybean Association. While Kansas soybeans rank the worst condition in the nation, according to the USDA, the Kansas Soybean Association anticipates being in the top half of production based on acres alone, says Amanda Mansfield, Director of Communications at the Kansas Soybean Association. Kansas is ranked 11th out of the 29th soybean producing state. So anyway, they got a lot to live up to there. You guys have a great weekend. Boomer Sooner. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.